carry them to the house and hang them on the line.
Did she ever have a lightweight container made out of woven reeds?
Like you mean a basket?
Uh-huh.
Well, we use those in the cotton shed and hardly ever use baskets like that.
Where did you all get your baskets? Make them or?
Well, there's a lot of people in the community. Some people in the community made them. We'd buy them. But
what'd you make them?
They're made out of split hickory. Take a hickory tree when it's in a certain time of the year and split those baskets, splits out of them and then weave them. Get them wet, soak them, weave them, and then when they dry out, it'll be a basket.
Hmm. That's a lot of work. When you bought nails in a large quantity, what was the container they came in?
Keg, nail keg.
Okay. And the barrels, they were wood, but what do you call those things that go around it to hold the wood together?
Those metal bands,
uh-huh.
Wire bands.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you remember seeing pictures of ladies about 100 years ago who had these great big...
Hoop skirts,
okay. And more than one of those things would be called...
What? Stays?
If you were packing for several daughters, they might have six or
hooks.
Seven hooks, okay? When you buy a bottle of wine, in order to get into it, you have to first pull out the...
Stopper.
Uh-huh.
Cork stopper.
Cork stopper, okay. Now, when you got together for dances and all, what kind of music did you have?
Well, we had guitar, banjo, and fiddle most of the time when I was there.
Do you ever play one of those things you play?
Harmonica.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes. Very seldom.
Did they, is that what it was called? Okay. Now, did you ever see one of these things where you put the string in your mouth and...
Oh, you mean a juice harp?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did you ever see anybody play one?
Oh, yes, I've played those.
You have. I can't imagine how you get a... It seems like it'd be hard to do.
Well, you have to do it kind of like you do one of these little jazz horns. You know how you play a comb? Put a piece of paper on the comb, you know how to play that?
Mm-hmm.
You do the same, it's the same principle. You hum, you say hum, and then use that to break your tune up.
Okay, what's the tool that you use to pound nails with?
Hammer.
Okay. And the part of a wagon that you hook the horses to, okay?
Oh, that's the, well, you've got your wagon hounds, which is the part of the running gear of the wagon, and then your tongue is from the wagon hounds on out for the mule
to
guide the wagon with.
Okay. If you have a horse pulling a buggy.
In chaise.
Okay, yeah. How'd you ever get them to back up?
Well, they would back up. See, on the shaft, you had a leather strap. Well, the harness on a horse, you see, it went around, you know, the hips, and when they back up, well, they back from here, you see, and then pull that shaft back like this, and pull the buggy back.
Did y'all have horses or mules?
We had horses and mules. We used a horse mostly for the buggy.
Okay, when the wagon wheel, what was the outside part?
The hub, the rim.
Rim, okay, and...
The tire, we had a metal tire.